Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
Good Sunday morning. I hope you all are doing well on a nice long weekend. Obviously, in honor of those who have served us and continue to serve us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy every single day. I know it's been a rough one for you after last night's 104-103 defeat at the hands of the Celtics. We're fighting, you know, we talked a little bit about it in the postgame show. You're fighting frustrations. You're fighting history. And it's the kind of history that you don't want to be a part of. And then you're fighting reality. A lot of you don't really want to fight the reality of what this team really is. You understand? You keep putting yourselves in a fantasy area where you think more of this team than what it really is. And that's partially Spo's fault that he's so damn good that he makes things better than what they really are, to be quite honest. And so I know we're talking about, you know, a lot of people have been, I saw it on social media since last night, and I didn't want to get too much into it last night because it's kind of ridiculous, to be quite honest. And it's embarrassing for Heat fans that are complaining about the 2.1 or the 3 seconds left or anything like that. And the team played like shit the entire night. They had no, they didn't deserve to win that game at all last night. Okay. And so it's the NBA. Those of you out there, you're so, it's funny because you act shocked that the NBA is shady at times or something along those lines. And here's the play, and here's the question or the play and call, right? That's being questioned. And there's 3 seconds left. And look at Horford's arm on Butler. That's the start of the foul. That's what they did. They put the 3 seconds there. And maybe at that moment, Butler's over on the two-point side of it, not the three-point side of it, as he hops over. So did they give you an extra free throw? Did Butler carry the ball on the way to that line there? Go look a little bit more before that, where it looks like he kind of, not that they're going to call it, but, you know, could have been a travel, could have been whatever. A lot of shady shit happens in the league. Okay, they called Tatum for that carry, right, in the game? Well, if you look at it, whatever, bro. They gave him the 3 free throws. He makes them. My point is the Heat played with no fundamentals the entire night. They were owned the entire night. And on the final play of the game, if you make the right basketball play, which is box wide out and box Tatum on the other side, Tatum comes flying in. If the ball bounces to the other side, Tatum's there. He had the best chance to get at that ball at that moment. Go look at the play. They didn't box out either guy. So you want what? You want the technicalities? Oh, no, that wasn't right when the foul. It's a little bit after when he fouls him, when Horford fouls him. So it should be 2.6 or 2.5 or 2. Whatever. Is that what you want? You want to win on a bullshit technicality? When you didn't make the goddamn basketball play. That's what they pay you to do. They pay you to box out White. They pay you to box out Tatum. All night, White and Tatum locked down Jimmy. And I'm not gonna sit here and blame Jimmy for anything, but he had a terrible game. The only reason you exist is because of Jimmy. The only reason why you're here is because of Jimmy. The only reason the Heat have mattered for 4 years is because of Jimmy. And as I ripped one of our listeners last night that tried to, you know, oh, well, everything they've built the last 4 years means nothing if they lose this and all that, and you're an idiot. Joel Embiid can't do better than Jimmy Butler the last 4 years. Does Joel Embiid go to three out of four Eastern Conference finals in 4 years? And Jimmy still has a shot to go to the NBA finals on Monday. Do I think they're going to win? No. But am I telling you that for sure they lost? No, of course not. It's basketball. Anything can happen. And the Celtics have been known to kind of, you know, be flaky, but they're playing better right now. And they're playing better than the Heat. That's it. But to whine about the point extra seconds left in the game when your team doesn't make the basketball plays, was Duncan not open for two wide open threes? Why didn't he make them? So what I'm trying to tell you, whining little bitches out there, is whether it was 2.1 or 3 seconds or 2.7 or whatever, even if it's three, that call does not matter if you make the basketball plays. So if you box both Tatum and White out, who gives a shit if there was 3 seconds? There'd be no putback. Game over. If Duncan makes those two wide open threes, game over. You had every opportunity to win the game. After playing like dog shit, you didn't deserve to win the game. You deserve to lose. So now you feel entitled, like you should have won. You're full of shit. Every one of you Heat fans, you're full of shit if you think that. That's a little entitlement. That's all. That's typical of this society. Handouts, please, handouts. Everybody wants a tip. Everybody wants free money from the government and not work for it. I get that's where that attitude comes from. We got this entitlement. You're not entitled to shit, dude. And the Heat didn't deserve to win last night. I don't care how much I love the Heat, care about the Heat, root for the Heat. Been a season ticket holder the first 4 years of its existence. Since then, I've been in the media. So my job is not to play the fan. I'm sorry if some of you get pissed off out there because I'm objective. You know, it's like what we talked about last night on the postgame show. The real problem here is a lot of you. You don't think for yourselves. I just was going through that on social media with one guy. Oh, well, they pay Bam to be a star. Well, that's your fucking problem, dude. That's your problem that you don't understand. Riley made a mistake, just like he did with Whiteside, just like he did with Lowry, just like he did with Deion Waiters, just like he did with James Johnson. He makes mistakes, too. You know, he's not perfect. You do know that, right? Just because he gives somebody a big salary doesn't make him a star. The guy says, oh, no, but they're paying him. I expect him to be a star. Well, that's your problem, dude. I knew he wasn't a star. I kept telling you he's not a star. I keep telling you Bam Adebayo's not a star. And if you want to keep believing it, that's up to you, dude. That's not mine. And if you keep thinking this team is super special or anything, no, man, it's not. But Jimmy Butler makes you feel that way because the bravado, the effort, the heart, all of that. That poor man is out of gas right now. Out of gas. If he had legs, he'd be blowing past a lot of these guys and dominating them physically. But he can't anymore. He can't. And that's a guy that plays only three quarters of a season as time goes on. You know, it's all good, man. It's all good. I think you have to look at it another way and feel blessed to have the 4 years you've had with only one star. Philadelphia's had they've even had Jimmy Butler and they can't go as far. Okay. Brooklyn Nets, they collected a few stars. Can't go anywhere with them. Miami has only one star, and they go farther than everybody else. You know, I can't ask for more from Spo and Butler, and I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked that he's out of gas at this point, considering that, you know, all the mileage on that body, all the shit he has to do to get them through everything. And, you know, what are you going to do? But to be whining about 0.9 seconds or whatever, and then showing these still photos. And look, here's a still photo right there for you. Same bullshit crap that some of you pulled out at 2.1 and 2. There's three, and there's Horford's arm on Butler, the beginning of the foul. That's how they looked at it. It's the NBA. They had Tim Donaghy. You guys do know that, right? It's the NBA. We have a ref in this same series in the first game pissed off that Butler hit a shot at the end of the game. Like, he was pissed and then had to run back up the court. Like, he had money on it. This is the NBA. Don't act surprised. But you know what your players have to do? Make the basketball play. That way you won't whine like a little bitch. Maybe that's why they're not whining, because they played like shit. And you should have boxed out White. You don't box him out, you lose the game. Now you want to go and try to find a technicality to save your ass, since you can't defend your ass. So, you know, I can't win my own fight. Let me go help, since I can't defend myself. That's the mentality that I see from people that are complaining. Weak-minded. That's what that is. Weak-minded. But, you know, our society is filled with the weak-minded. Handouts. I don't want to earn anything in life. Handouts. There ain't no handout here, man. Work your ass off. Box out. And then the call doesn't matter at all. Make the basketball play. Damn, that's simple, isn't it? But yet it's hard, because you got to earn it. And they failed to earn it. And they lost. Okay? The Heat got what they deserved last night. And if you can't see that, and you want to whine about the 0.9 seconds because it's convenient to your argument, you know, I'm sorry, dude. I'm more into earning what you get in life, not handouts. I worked in radio. I saw a lot of people with handouts that brought nothing to the table. Okay? I saw it firsthand. So, for me, none of that shit flies. I can love the Heat, root for the Heat. Last night, they got what they deserved. Steven, thank you for chiming in. I see he's first up there. He says, I'm with you, O. Fans whining for 3 seconds, bro. Go put it up. If they would make their wide open shots and box out and get the rebound, would have been fine. There you go. Nothing wrong with earning it, right, Steven? Two a time. Afternoon, O. Hope you and Sean are doing well, doing great. We will have an abbreviated show tomorrow, okay? Not really going to do a big show tomorrow. That's why I'm kind of doing something today. I did something last night. I will do something tomorrow night also for Game 7. Win or lose, does not matter. I'll be on one way or the other. Let's hope that they can pull out the miracle. I don't know how Jimmy, I don't know where Jimmy finds his legs. As I said last night, Derek White and Jason Tatum in back-to-back games blocked his shit like he was a 50-year-old man going to the park thinking he can still play. And there are these spry 18, 25-year-old guys running the court. And the old man tries to do a little fade to turn around. And there's a young buck that's a foot up ahead of him smacking that shit out of there. That's what Jimmy Butler looked like when White and Tatum blocked his shit. He had no lift. He has no legs. He's on pure balls right now. Balls and whatever adrenaline he gets from that coffee. That's what Jimmy Butler is living on right now. Fumes. he's dragging that gas can into the game now. God bless him, bro. He can only give you so much, man. Need another star. That's where Riley has failed. As I've said before, the Lowry, the Duncan, and the Hero salaries, it's 60-something, $70 million. Stars don't even cost you that much. And that's where Riley has failed. And that's what this team needed. This team needed a star. Caleb has turned into like what I think he could become, a number three. Okay. And then Bam can be your lead role guy with all the other role players, because that's what he is. You don't have to trade Bam. Bam doesn't need to go anywhere. You overpaid him, whatever. It is what it is. But he is very useful in the way that you need him. But he's just not a anchor offensively. You know, people will figure that. Some of you are figuring that out now. Some of you are finally figuring out what I have seen already for a couple of years, that he's a super role player. But, you know, it's all right. It is what it is. I'm used to out being out in the boat by myself. You know, I'm the guy that I'm the only guy in town saying, hey, Riley really is doing this, drop the ball, unfortunately. Nobody in the media is really willing to challenge. But then again, I'm used to it. I'm the only one in the media said fire Dale Talon. And when I would bring people on to fire, I don't know if I'm ready to go there. I know I'm usually the guy that goes where nobody goes. Hey, you got to trade Huberto for a star. So I'm used to being on that island by myself. You know, like 5 years ago, you can go look it up in The Athletic. And I was at QAM. I wrote the article. I said, hey, you got to fire Gase and Tannenbaum, and you got to hire Chris Greer and put him in place. I'm usually on that island all by my lonesome, way before everybody else, in the middle of a winning streak, telling you, yeah, you got to fire Flo. You know, I'm used to it, dude. I am so used to it over the years, you know, that it's just normal. So my criticism of Riley, I know nobody's going to go out there with me on that. You know what I mean? I know that writers aren't going to be writing that yet. You know, they'll write the Dale Talon stuff after the team makes the move, but they're not going to do it before, because then they're afraid of access and they're afraid of pissing people off and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when they signed all those guys to those contracts, Whiteside and Deion Waiters and Johnson and Johnson, and they told all the right, oh, these are interchangeable. I said, I called all that bullshit. And I was dead on target again, alone on that island, all by my lonesome. It's all right. I'm used to being on that island by myself. And then eventually, that island gets overpopulated. It's been like that for 30 years, me doing this shit. For 30 years, more often than not, I'm early on that island by myself, because I usually see and I'm willing to say it more than everybody else. And I fight all you Heat fans. Oh, no, Bam's a star, Bam's a star, Bam's a star. And eventually you're all figuring it out. It's like that guy. Oh, they're paying him to be a star. I expect him to be a star. So he's telling me, well, I'm not going to think for myself. It's all right, bro. You know, been telling you about Bitcoin, right, for a while now. It's all right. I get it, man. It's understandable. I'm used to being on that island by myself. Eventually, you know, so it's all good, bro. It's all good. Big O still can't get over it. I know, man, it sucks. You know why you can't get over it, Daniel? Like me or everybody else, and I compartmentalize the whole thing, unfortunately for me, because of the history part. We don't want to be the one team, the 150-1. Oh my God, they're actually going to lose a 3-0 lead. But we don't have enough balls to actually say to ourselves, oh, my God, this team really is not that good. And it's been a miracle run just to get here. So at one point or another, you know, like I told you last night, right, the prince turns into a frog. You know, this, you know, the 96 Panthers. We all remember that. Those of us that are old enough, that run was beautiful. It was magical. Everything going your way. And then you ran into the Colorado Avalanche. And you lost 4-0, and the prince turned into a frog. And so we're kind of in the process of turning into a frog right now, right? And we're still got a little bit of prince in us. And maybe, you know, on Monday there's enough of a prince to win and get into the playoffs. But they're going to be just like the 96 Panthers. They're going to run into a Colorado team that's going to make them look like a frog. Because the Nuggets are superior. And they're going to be well rested, by the way. Okay, they're going to be well rested. Oh, by the way, go Stars. Way to go, Stars. Beat yourselves up. They extended. Now, you know, the Stanley Cup was going to start on Wednesday. Now it starts Saturday. So our Florida Panthers get more rest. Go Stars. Anyway, as I digress, but it is kind of it, one conversation goes into the other. Problem is, those of you that are young enough, you know, you will learn, you will gain perspective as you get older because you will experience things over and over again. And then you'll be able to tie them together. And like right now, I'm tying the 96 Panthers in the Stanley Cup to this Heat team. Exactly the freaking same, dude. Beezer is Butler. And then a whole bunch of role players. There are no stars on the Panthers. Beezer. And then the magical run, and they ran into the Avalanche, who was the big bad boys of the neighborhood with the great goaltender, the great Jokic. And, you know, and then you had a Forsberg, which is a Murray, you know. So, you know, it's over. And so right now we're watching the Prince kind of turn into the frog, but he's hanging on because he's got one more shot to be a prince for one more night before it completely becomes a frog. You know, I'm not going to say that the Heat are done on Monday. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Heat. I'm actually afraid that I think they might get blown out, to be quite honest. In Boston, they've won 3 in a row, momentum. Now they got luck on their side that the ball bounced their way and everything in the at the end of the game, all that kind of stuff. I forget it. You know, I don't feel good about it, but that doesn't mean shit. The Heat could easily win on Monday, and they might have a little prince left, just like the Panthers of 96. They were princes. They were prince until they got to the finals, and then they finally ran into, okay, this is just too much for us. And that'll be the Denver Nuggets for the Miami Heat. It'll be too much for them. Okay. But if you want to make parallels, anybody that's old enough right now is going to go, wow, oh, you're on. You're right. There is a parallel, you know, gritty, scrappy team, does whatever it takes to win, wins just enough to get in, makes enough noise, and the puck bounces their way, the ball bounces their way, they make it to maybe the NBA Finals, you know, that kind of shit. It's a shame, man. It's a shame. And history is what we hate, that 150 other teams have never lost a 3-0 lead, and the Heat could become that one. That's what overachieving does for you, man. Because it's not like the Heat are really the second best team in the Eastern Conference. You and I know that. You and I know that they're not the first or the second best team in the conference. But they've put themselves in a position that they have to play that way. And all of a sudden, they can't. Because they're not. Jason says, Jimmy looked bought the majority of the night. He was so shook. Neither is good. Tatum and White had two-thirds of anything coming off that rim. Jimmy is great, but he looked shook or bought. Now, he wasn't. I mean, bought is just stupid shit. I mean, don't be ridiculous. You can't buy players nowadays, especially stars. They make too much money. So that's just stupid shit. He's got no legs, dude. He's got no legs. He was passing, and then at the end, he then used whatever energy he had, and he was able to get a little boost. That's what I noticed. He's done, bro. He's done. That's what happens when you have one star. on a team. One star. No matter what the writers locally in town, no matter what anybody in the electronic media that also has no fucking balls whatsoever, okay? And no matter what the Heat tell you, Bam Adebayo's not a star. But if you have enough people that are suckered and enough people repeat the lie, you know, we've seen that before where they repeat the lie and we have like a lot of people believing a lie. You know what I'm talking about. Well, you want to keep repeating this lie and you don't want to think for yourselves. Well, then I can't help you. But you got one star on this team, and that's the problem. And one star to do what he's done. There's other stars in the league that are much better than Jimmy Butler. And, bro, Dame Lillard is better than Jimmy Butler. How come he can't do that in a four-year period? How come he can't go to the Western Conference Finals 3 out of 4 times? Why? Why can't Kevin Durant do that? Why can't Kyrie Irving? Why can't Joel Embiid? I'm sorry, like, what is it, only Giannis? You know, put it in perspective what Jimmy's done. That's why when, you know, Atkins says he looks bought, bro, what kind of stupid shit is that? Don't even, you know, Jason, I'm doing you a favor. Don't keep saying it in public because you sound fucking stupid and ignorant. Ain't nobody bought, dude. He ain't got no legs. He's done. When White and Tatum are blocking your shot like you're a 50-year-old man, you got no legs. He had no juice. He saved whatever little fumes he had for the end, and it got a little bit of juice for him. And that's it. But he's by himself. Make no mistakes. Jimmy Butler has done what even Dwayne Wade can't do. And I know Dwayne Wade's better, but shit, dude. And if Alonzo Mourning was going to go to 3 out of 4 Eastern Conference Finals, that's because he had Tim Hardaway next to him, dude. Anyway, that guy who asked for what color jersey they should wear. Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, Spo, you looking for red eliminating jerseys? Like, what? This is what we have in the media asking questions. And again, nothing on Spo. I love Spo to death. You guys know it. You listen to the show every day. I defend Spo to the grave, brother. To the grave. That guy is the David Copperfield of head coaches. You know, he does shit with teams that you're just not supposed to do. And then he makes you feel better than what they really are. And he fools you as a fan because you think that team is better than what they really are. And you get your confidence builds and you walk around thinking you can take on the world when your team is really not that good. But it's just, and he does this all the effing time. I'm on to you, Spo. I'm on to you, dude. That's why I'm more closer to the Frog Prince story than a lot of you out there. You know the cocky Heat fan. Oh, yeah, I know. We'll get by. We'll win this one, and we'll beat Denver. Whatever. Okay. Rick D. Man, thank you, my man, for the love on the Super Chat. We still got Panthers and exciting Dolphins to be excited about. And listen, we should be excited about the Heat. We should love what the Heat did this year. None of us expected them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Stop being a bunch of phonies. A month ago, we were blowing this entire team up. The fact that they're here was a miracle of God. So let's celebrate that the Heat, they still could get to the NBA Finals. I still give them, you know, I'll give them a slim chance there because you still got to play the game. Foul trouble, injuries, anything can happen, dude. Okay? So I'm not, but the Panthers are the real deal. They're the real deal, dude. Yeah, and I'm really excited for the Dolphins. Canes, I'm excited to see the next step they take. Again, some of you live in Disneyland, Disney World, somewhere, you know, really some fantasy land somewhere. The Canes aren't going anywhere this year. in football. They're not. They're a 7-8 win team. I'm more excited to see. I want to see the program play better. I want to see more fundamentals. I want to see you win the games you're supposed to. That kind of shit. That's the kind of progress I need to see from Mario. I need to see a better coaching staff. Those are the kind of things. I don't have any expectations for the Canes. I have expectations for the Dolphins, for sure. Big O, why are you talking about Zach Crafts like that? Who's Zach Crafts? I don't know who Zach Kraft is, Jason. DL Big O on the island of relevancy with Paul Heyman. Big O, I'm a 76ers fan. I was so disappointed when they let Jimmy Butler go for Tobias Harris, who is equivalent to Bam as far as being an inconsistent player who shrinks in big moments. Yeah, but Tobias has the skill set offensively. Really, he can do it where Bam has never really proven it, man. But yeah, that was a stupid decision on their part. You had to keep Butler. I don't know how they didn't do that. I'm with you there. Ty the Kid, thank you for the love and the super chat, Ty the Kid. This Heat team is like a pig. The first two rounds, we just put makeup on it, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig, and no, we're in the mud. You at least, I love you for that, because at least you're willing to be honest about what it is. It's really not, like I said before, when this playoff, when they were started to face the Knicks, I came out and I said, the Knicks aren't shit. The Heat will beat the Knicks. And this is a Heat team that isn't special. The Heat's been around, what, like 35 years or whatever, right? 88? About 35 years? Okay, so in 35 years, this Heat team is not even in the top 15. Okay? I go through the history of the Heat. I can come up with 15 teams, 15 different years of teams that are better than this team. Think about that. If we're honest with ourselves. Okay? If we're honest with ourselves. Doesn't mean that they had to go deeper than this team in order to all that. All those Zoe and Timmy teams are way better than this team. Every single one of those teams. They had to deal with Michael Jordan, bro. They had to deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers, okay, with Mark Price and Brad Doherty and Larry Dance Nance and Craig Elo. You know what I mean? They had to deal with the Detroit Pistons. You know what I'm saying? With Laimbeer and with Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars and all that. You know what I'm saying? They had to deal with the Boston Celtics. They had to deal with the Indiana Pacers. Oh, my God. The Davis boys with Reggie Miller and Rick Smits, the Flying Dutchman. I mean, the East in those days was a monster. An absolute terror. And those Heat teams were awesome. But they had, and the Knicks were very good with Ewing and Starks and all those guys, bro. Mason. Oakley, shit. You know what I'm saying? All those Heat teams with Hardaway and Mourning, 100 times better than this team. 100 times better. It's just that the East was 100 times better. And then obviously the big three teams, the Shaq and Wade teams. Give me a fucking break, dude. This team isn't special at all. Spo should go to Vegas, and when David Copperfield takes off for a couple of months, it should be Spo stepping in the offseason. He's a freaking illusionist. Alex Palenzuela, thank you for the love and the super chat, my friend. I appreciate you. Bam isn't even a super role player. He's a guppy. I like him as my super role player. I'm going to give him some love. Alex, even though he may not deserve it at the moment, but I still think he is a super role player. I do love him in that role. It's just, please don't tell me he's a franchise player. Please don't tell me he's a star. Just don't sell me that bullshit. Please. Just don't sell me that bullshit. That's all. That's all I ask. You know? Rick D. Mann, thank you again for the love on the super chat. Knowing that Jimmy doesn't have any legs, would you agree running offense through Martin makes more sense to give a chance where they're, yeah, oh yeah, I mean, we saw it yesterday. How about Gabe coming back from the ankle injury? What a tough little dude, bro. damn, man, that guy is the shit, man. You gotta love Gabe Vincent to come back from that ankle injury, the toughness that kid showed. But yeah, I'm a huge Caleb guy, man. Caleb bent up an ankle, slid into the chairs in the Knicks series. Remember that? And he messed up his back and he was kind of like walking sideways. He was crabbing on the way to the bench, the poor kid. Tough son of a bitch, bro. Comes back from all of that, man. And what he did last night, he was the dog last night. That's why I've told you, when I have fun with all, again, I'm on the island by myself, right? I'm in the island by myself. Nobody in the media is willing to say that Bam's not a star, right? Nobody in the media. I'm way ahead of everybody on that. Anybody in the media say that the one guy out of the entire group outside of Jimmy that has a chance, he's not there, not even there yet, but what's the one guy that I, who said Caleb Martin here in the media? The only guy. And some of you are now starting to come on my island now. You're starting to, you know, the boats are starting to pull in now. Starting to join me now. You're starting to see what I see, right? That Caleb is the guy, not Bam Adebayo, who has the chance. But that's all right. I'm used to being on that island by myself. I'm so used to it, bro. It's all good. It's all good. It's fun. It's fun being on that island by yourself, because eventually there's all, you know, the island becomes populated. We have parties. We have a good time. And then, you know, you kind of see things my way. Let's see. I'm always worried about being DPOY instead of his offense and shooting. Gets the ball at the free throw line with the defender backed off. Instead of looking for a shot, he's already, yeah, he's, because Bam, it's not Bam's fault. Like, you know, Bam's a phenomenal human being. We all know that. He's a terrific all-around player. No one can deny that. He doesn't have dog in him. He doesn't think like a star. You know, I watched the Donna Summer special, and it was terrific, by the way. Learned a lot of stuff. If you haven't seen the Donna Summers special, you should, okay? Because she's an inspiration for anybody, okay? Besides being a super, super talent, okay? And boy, man, some hotness came out of that documentary, too, oh, by the way. One of the things about Donna Summer was, and you see it in her early interviews, she tells you she's going to be a star. Like she had a moment in church, right, where she busted out and her voice exploded that moment. It was like the watershed moment of her life, right? And her family was crying, and people in the church and sitting in, you know, in the church were crying and all that, because this young girl just started singing, and the voice that came out of it was, you know, a holy blessing. And if you know who Donna Summer is, okay, and you heard her sing, you know, it's one of those Barbara Streisand, it's Tom Jones, it's Freddie Mercury, you know, it's one of those voices. Whitney Houston, you know, it's just bam, you know, it just hits you like, holy shit, you know, that kind of stuff. And when she finished, and little girl in church, she's saying, I'm going to be a star. I know I'm going to be a star because I have the talent to be a star. And Jimmy Butler, when he got drafted late in the first round, he thought like a star. He fought like a star. And he made himself into a star. He manufactured himself into a star. Well, the problem with Bam Adebayo that you see and I see and the entire world sees is that he doesn't have to really manufacture it. The Lord gave him the talent already. The gifts are there. The athleticism, the explosion, the length, the speed. It's all there. The health. He's not like Sam Bowie. He's not, you know, who's the modern day Sam Bowie nowadays? I gotta always update my references. God damn it. What's the name of the guy that signed with Houston and then Memphis? And he was a sack of injuries. He always wore like a little beard, short hair, 3-point shooter, kind of long dude. Anyway, that would be my modern day. Zion Williamson. There's a modern day sack of injuries. He doesn't lack any of that kind of stuff. He has everything, and yet the dog is not in him. He doesn't want to be a star. He doesn't demand to be a star. He doesn't starve to be a star. Donna Summer, you weren't going to stop her from being a star. Michael Jordan, you're not stopping them from becoming stars. No matter what Scottie Pippen's, you know, wants to complain about, what a whiny little Scottie Pippen bitch. Jesus Christ, dude. No matter your woman leaves and goes to fuck Jordans instead of Pippins. She wants at least a piece of Jordan in the bedroom also. Anyway, as I digress. But Bam just, you know, he's no dog. There's no dog there. There's just a really nice guy, but he doesn't demand it. You know, that's something you can't teach. You either have it or you don't. You either have confidence in your abilities that you should be this or you don't. You can't aspire for greatness if you're not starved to do whatever it takes to get there. So a lot of people that became millionaires and billionaires, they were starved to get there. The guys and the women that became CEOs, they were starved to get there. They worked their way up the ladder. They did what they had to do. They invented, sold, partnered, whatever it is that they had to do in their business in order to get to that level, right? And that's kind of the way it goes. You want to become a master chef, right? You want to become the person that runs the entire high-end restaurant, right? After you watch Hell's Kitchen and all that. Not that I watch those cooking shows, but I've perused through them, sat there sometimes with my wife and my daughter. And obviously, there are people that aspire. They don't just want to be a cook. You know, they don't want to go and work in some cafeteria. Así viene el sandwich, man. Que más carne ni más carne. Así viene el sandwich, man. That's not what they're looking for. They want to be in charge of an entire ginormous kitchen where they've got 5 chefs, 6 chefs working under them, and they have got one of the best restaurants, you know, in the state, county, country, whatever it is, and people flock from all over because they want to taste your food because you are an artist. You're not Así viene el sandwich, man. And so at times, Bam Adebayo is the guy in la cafeteria saying, que más carne ni más carne, así viene el sandwich, man. And you and I are going, damn, dude, this sandwich doesn't have enough meat. But the guy's telling me that that's the way it comes, bro. There's no more meat. You know, so with Bam Adebayo, you get a palomilla. You're not getting, you know, filet. You're not getting a Chateaubriand. You're not getting a porterhouse. You're getting palomilla. Así viene el sandwich, man. And that's the problem. Some demand to become A1 steak. Others, palomilla, ground beef. As our friend Giannis Antetokounmpo would say, Bam Adebayo, ground beef. Let's see, Daz Humid 305, Duncan brought us up. but missed the two best looks at the three you could ever ask for. Make the basketball play, and you don't have to complain and whine like a little bitch about 3 seconds. Make those shots, box White out, box Tatum out on the other side. Go watch it. Tatum comes flying in on the other side. If the ball bounces to the other way, Tatum easily would have had a shot at a tip-in. Looks like it. You didn't box either guy out. Whether Tatum has a, you know, it's arguable, but whatever. But the bottom line is he flew right in for it, and you didn't box his ass out. That's my point. You didn't make the basketball play on either side of the glass on the final shot. Why should you win anything? So you're going to complain about, oh, the referees didn't do it right. Please, dude. Enough. Bam gets the ball in the post against a smaller defender, and instead of keeping it high, he brings the ball down. He does that. Bangkok Vice, you are so right. And by the way, I was telling my wife this as I was sitting down. I was going, they're ready for him when he brings it down now. Like they know that it's a habitual thing with him. And that's why you brought it up, dude. Okay, good eye on your part. That's why you brought it up, because he does it habitually. That's the problem. And they know it. They're awake on it. They're waiting for the low sweep. And when it comes, boom. You are 1,000% right, sir. Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson, those are very two excellent examples of Sam Bowie modern day. Although Anthony Davis has accomplished some stuff at least, where Zion and Sam Bowie did not. So that's the only thing. The Anthony Davis one is a good one for the injury part of it. But shit, I got to give Anthony Davis some credit, bro. He has his moments that he's playing, you know, like Zion and Sam Bowie, they could just never stay healthy to string anything significant together. Pippen too legendary to be looking this sad. Yeah, it's just, dude, it's pathetic. So you've been to the cafeteria in Hialeah. I've been to many, Eddie. I'm a Hialeah tea bread, 85. So I grew up in Hialeah for a few years. Big O, you're embarrassing yourself. Stop it. There's no way the foul happened in 3 seconds. Open your eyes. Shut your mouth. Boston choked and the Heat were robbed. No, the Heat choked. Did you not see Duncan miss those two threes? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Van B. Let's have fun with that. You want choking, huh? Okay. All right. It's game six of the Eastern Conference Finals, Vam, and Jimmy Butler, 5 of 21. Bam Adebayo, 4 of 16. Oh, excuse me while I clear my throat here. Yeah, no, of course. No, choking. Yeah, no, yeah, Boston choked. Yeah, they choked when White put it back. Where was the box out? Anybody box White out? Anybody box Tatum out on the other side? Damn. Telling you. It's a shame. And the foul, of course, didn't happen in the 3 second mark. There's no way, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? There is no way. Because I know it. I know for a fact. There's no way Horford has his hand on Butler to start the foul with 3 seconds left. There's no way. You know, none. Nada. So, you know, you're right, Van. The Celtics must have choked because they're the ones that didn't lead most of the game, right? They took the lead, towards right at the end of the fourth quarter when the last lead was 11-9. Okay. All right. Okay. No joking. No joking. Big O, if we blow this, I'm going to cry, man. It's going to suck, but you got to be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Josh says, you're so funny when you speak Spanish. Yeah. Yeah, I probably sound, by now, I sound like un gringo speaking Spanish. By now. I am so out of practice when it comes to my Spanish. Oh, my God. Paso un problema. Oh, damn, dude. It is tough. So, I wouldn't call it the greatest choking team, Eddie. That's not, nah, I wouldn't do that. They've overachieved just to be here, bro. As like I said yesterday, anybody tells you before when they sign Butler, you're not going to get another star. It'll be Jimmy and a whole bunch of role players for the next 4 years. But Jimmy's going to take you to 3 Eastern Conference finals, possibly 2 NBA finals. You're not going to win the finals, but you're going to go deep practically every year. They're going to say, only Jimmy? Nah, you're out of it. You're crazy. So that's where I can't really, you know, I can't go crazy on them because they have overachieved in a massive way. Do want to tell you, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Venmo. And you can also make a Bitcoin donation there, which is, of course, my favorite kind of donation there. Bitcoin, by the way, is at 27,600. So it is climbing now after the debt ceiling deal was reached, which, you know, and they'll sign it. And all that. Everybody gets their piece of the pie. They just rattle their sabers and all that and get you guys riled up. And then everybody gets a slice of their pie. And then they're all happy. And they don't give a shit about us. They don't care about us, dude. Now, KSDT cares about you. So if you haven't filed your taxes, use that QR code right there. Get an extension, business taxes. They can help you there, man, at KSDT. Why do you think that Spo used Gabe with Lowry together? Offense, bro. You know, Lowry has been the worst mistake Pat has ever made. Well, that's because he listened to Butler. Butler screwed himself. I don't know. Whiteside's what? Wait a minute. I mean, it's bad, but knowing that Deion Waiters needs foot surgery and you still gave him a 4-year contract, that one F's with me. That's not Riley, bro. You fell in love with 29 games that he played with Goran, and you thought that that was going to be a sign of things to come, and you gave Deion Waiters, a guy that has never, ever been consistent or healthy, you give him a 4-year guaranteed contract? Are you out of your mind? There have been some deals, dude. The Whiteside deal, I hated that deal. I understood what they were trying to do because they thought they were going to mold something even more special out of him. And in the end, Whiteside is Whiteside. Just a big goofball child that was never going to be a man. You know what I mean? So there's been some doozies, you know? At least Lowry helped you a little bit here in the playoffs as a role player. But, man, the Deion Waiters contract was a freaking cancer, bro. How about the Chris Bosh one? That one always Fs with me. That was a sign of Riley getting soft. Let me explain. So Chris Bosh is stuck in Toronto. He gets no help there. He goes to playoffs a few times. He carries them to a playoffs because, you know, you got at least one star. Should be able at least to get to the playoffs with a star in this league when 8 teams make it in the conference. So he made it a couple times, and then finally he gets his opportunity to come to Miami to win a title or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, right? So he finally comes, and he wins a couple of titles. And here's where Riley, to me, started to get soft. Okay. And this is where he, and I know it might have cost him something, but it's a domino effect that I'm going to explain to you now. Okay. So Bosch and LeBron, first of all, forced Riley to make the trade for them instead of just sign them up as straight up free agents. Because they all wanted their bird rights and they wanted to make sure they got their money. Which, again, is hurting you cap-wise. So they did that, and then they gave up the picks to each of those teams, which I think it was like a couple first-rounders each, which then sets you back because those first-rounders are currency, so you can go trade for pieces. So now you have less currency to create a supporting staff around your big guys. And that's Bosch and LeBron screwing themselves while being greedy and keeping their money. So Riley caves into that because, of course, it wasn't Riley that brought the big three together. It was Wade that brought the big three together, not Riley. Okay. And then when Bosch and this whole thing is breaking up, he gets an offer from Houston for less money. I believe it was like $98 million, the max or something, if I remember correct. I'm going off memory. Something like $98 million or something that he could sign the max deal with Houston. But he then tells the Heat, well, I'll stay if you give me the max here, which is like $121 million or something. So wait a minute. Hold on a second. So we open up the door so we can come down here. You win a couple titles. You screw us by forcing us to trade picks. And now you want to screw us again by telling us, okay, in order to keep you, we've got to pay you more money. The team that gave you the platform to win a couple of titles. But you're going to go to another team that isn't giving you the platform to win a title. You're going to go there for less. The biggest fuck you in my life would come out of it if I was Pat Riley. At that moment, like, are you serious? Yeah, see ya. And it would have hurt. It would have, you know, with the blood clots and all that stuff, that would have been their problem, unfortunately. And then this screws you, the whole blood clot situation and his refusal to retire when it wasn't going to get any better. You know what I'm saying? And so you draft that guard to appease LeBron. You sign Danny Granger and Bob, who were terrible contracts. You know what I'm saying? Then you get Jimmy, and to appease him, you bring Lowry. And I hated that Lowry contract. From the get-go, I couldn't stand that fucking deal. And so, to me, that's one thing that I have that kind of eats at my craw a little bit with Riley. He's gotten a little soft. You know, the Dion Waiters one. You need a surgery. Well, check back with me after surgery. Huh? Yeah. I'm not signing you a contract if you need ankle surgery. Go get your ankle surgery. We'll talk next year. That's what I would have done to his ass. You're Dion Waiters, bro. Who are you? What, you played 29 games for me? Big fucking deal. And you gave him a contract. So there, you know, again, I stand by Riley, but I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, praise when, no, you don't deserve the praise. I'm not abandoning you. I'm going to stay with my wingman, but I'm going to tell you, yo, you're fucking it up. You're not doing it right. And you better straighten your shit out. And guess what? Now you've ruined 4 years of Jimmy Butler. Because you didn't get him a star. And you listen to him. You don't listen to players. You do what you think is right. That's what you used to do. And now it's because it's such a player's league. You gave in to so much. I need Riley the dick. Yeah, that's who I need back. I need the jerk. I need the asshole. I need the ruthless SOB back. That's what I need. Be quite honest. Okay? I'm just saying. I mean, I remember him calling his team shrinking violets. That's my Riley right there. That's the Riley that I love, bro. Okay? That's the mother effer that I love. That Riley there. That would challenge his team publicly. You know? Anyway, Lowry and his turnovers drive me insane. Plus his constant complaining. That's not the Heat way. Yeah. That's that contract is. That contract's a cancer, bro. That's what that contract is. So, let's see. Riley needs to read the winner within a plan for team players. It will help him. Big O, I give Riley credit for giving up what he did for the big three with four finals and two trophies. After that, he has made mistakes with contracts. He has made up with undrafted players. Well, kind of made up with him because he hasn't found a star. You can only make up for it. If you can't buy or trade for the star, then you need to manufacture the star like you did with Dwayne Wade, right? At least that's, you know, at least that you manufacture it. But he hasn't been able to manufacture a star, and he hasn't been able to trade for another star. And we, at least for me, on this show, I said the second you traded for Jimmy, the only way this trade becomes a great trade is if you get another star that's better than him, I said. And by the way, I still stand with that. I kind of think you still have to trade for a number one. I think Butler is better as a number two, actually. In this league, man, if you're not a guy that can score threes easily, I don't know if you really can be a legit number one almost. You have to be almost like a Giannis, you know? You have to be so freakish. It's very few of those kind of guys that could even be considered that. You have to be able to score at will in today's world if you're going to be a star, if you're going to be a franchise player. You know, you got to be able to score at will, man. So it's a shame. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of get it out there and talk a little bit about this situation, because I think it's a bunch of weak stuff to be complaining about the 3 second crap when the team failed to make all the basketball plays it had to make in order to win. And so, to me, I just find it kind of weak. Chances of Tyler Hero playing tomorrow, Josh, I don't think that makes a bit of difference. I can't count on. When have you been able to count on Tyler Hero? You know what I'm saying? So to put him in that position tomorrow in Game 7, that's unfair to him. You know, I'm not even worried about him. I'm worried more about Jimmy. Can Jimmy find the energy to be Jimmy? If Jimmy is not himself, he even said it himself. He knows he's played like shit the last couple of games. There's no way they're going to win without Jimmy being at least Jimmy. He has to be playoff Jimmy. Nobody else, you know, at least Caleb is playing, you know, and yesterday and Gabe too. Although he didn't shoot like a, I don't think Gabe shot a great percentage. You know what I mean? He made some timely baskets. Yeah, he shot like shit. He shot 6 of 18. The thing is, he made 3 of 6 from three-point range. That's where it kind of offsets it. But if you've got to shoot, I tell you guys this all the time. If you got to shoot 18 times to score 15 points, that's a horrible game. Okay? Now, he hit some big baskets, and I give Gabe credit. He was coming back from the ankle injury, you know, but hey, better than Bam and better than Butler, right? Caleb, 7 of 13, 4 of 8 from three-point range. You scored 21 points on 13 shots. Now we're talking. That's efficiency, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you play the game. That's productive right there. That's when you look at it. But if you see somebody needs to score, their scoring is matching their shots or very close to it, that's a terrible, terrible night of offense. That's too many missed shots, too many rebounds, too many opportunities for the opponent to get some fast breaks on you. and things like that. So, you know, we got to look at it for what it is. And, you know, Duncan shot 3 of 6 from 3-point range. So he was 3 of 4 up until those last two. Sucks, man. Absolutely sucks. Anyway, we are out of here. We shall see you tomorrow. I'll do a show in the morning. It won't be a long show. It'll be a very short show for this weekend, since, you know, everybody's kind of enjoying the family and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate all of you out there. And then we'll do something tomorrow evening also after the game, win or lose. Hopefully it's a win, and hopefully we're talking about them going to the NBA Finals. I am a little nervous about it. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Big O Show, on Instagram at Big O Radio Show. And of course, support all our great sponsors. Hit the notification bell, hit the like button, and please subscribe. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.